Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to get smarter, too, because our friend Jim Serbescu is with us this half hour. He's co-founder and CEO of Profiles International, an organization I like telling my audience about because they do some things that, and they know some things that you and I need to know about. And one of the things Jim's going to bring with us, with him today, is some research that they've done on engagement. Let's get him in here. Jim Serbescu, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's good to be back.
It's a pleasure to have you here, as always. You know, Jim, I have been, I've long said that one of the big challenges small business owners have is we have too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. And therefore, the heads that we have had better be the right heads. But not only the right heads, because we can have the right heads and those heads not be motivated properly. They can go off the rails, so to speak, and get stuck. And so we're never going to have enough people because by definition we're undercapitalized. I say, Jim, that Blasingame's second law of small businesses is redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And so we always need more capital and more people, but we're not going to have all those people we need. And so we got to make sure we got the right folks and that they stay engaged, don't we?
Boy, that is the truth.
And you guys found out some things about that recently, haven't you?
Well, yes. We came upon this idea in kind of an interesting way, Jim. We are always striving to try to be trusted advisors to our clients. We have a very large base of clients, and being trusted advisor to such a wide breadth of kinds of industries is a very difficult thing to do. And so we thought probably what we would do is try to do a major research program. And so several years ago, we kind of teamed up with the Concourse Group out of Houston, Texas. They're a quick turnaround company with about 300 of the Fortune 100 or Fortune 1000 companies, rather, 300 of the Fortune 1000 companies as clients of theirs. They do an incredible job, and they lead in research. We teamed up with AgeWave, a guy by the name of Dr. Ken Dykewall, who's probably the foremost authority on the concept of age and the process we're going through in our country now.
The generational waves and all that.
Yeah, that's a generational age, absolutely. And we also teamed up with Harris Interactive. And boy, they put us through the numbers. But the truth is that what we discovered was pretty astounding as we went forward. We did tie up with about... I think we tied up with 24 companies, if I remember correctly. The research cost us about $2,300,000.
Wow.
So we really invested in it in a big way.
You sure did.
Solid information. But we worked with companies like Sears and Xerox and Merrill Lynch and IBM and GMAC and HP, a lot of really great companies that helped us and lent their executives to us to help us develop the survey tool that we put together so we'd get good, solid research. And boy, I'll tell you what, some of the things that we discovered were astounding. As I said, we went over 11 different industries, and we studied managers and professionals and all of the workers in an organization, large companies, medium-sized companies, and small companies. So we really got a piece of information. And what we discovered, Jim, was I got discouraged when I first looked at it. I thought to myself, my God, I'm in business, and this is me too. I'm talking about me. I'm just not talking about things I can do for my clients when I realized what kind of research we turned up.
So this is where you should have said in the beginning, be careful what you ask, right?
because
you might you might get an answer.
You are, Jim, and that, it never occurred to me that I should have been careful when I asked in this particular situation. But when we finished the project, one of the things that we learned, and there's lots of there's dozens and dozens of things we learned, but one of the things we learned is that only about 5%. And this was a study was done in the United States and Canada primarily. Only 5% of our workforce is highly engaged.
5%.
Tell
us what highly. Tell us what highly engaged means.
Highly engaged means
they take a bullet for you.
Yeah, they're advocates. They brag about the business. They brag about what they do. They spend a lot of discretionary time thinking about the company. Discretionary time meaning outside of the job.
Yeah.
Thinking about the company. Thinking about the job. 5%.
That's frightening.
Only 5%.
That's frightening.
I tell you, it was just a scary thing. 45.
Hold on to that thought, Jim. We've got to take a quick break and sell some things. We're going to be right back, folks, with our good friend Jim Sebascu, the co-founder and CEO of Profiles International. And he and I will be right back. More to come. Folks, you don't want to miss the rest of this research. Stay with us.
Be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
A little bit of Stones for you there. Still rocking after all these years. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Well, you can find the show, the archives of our shows, thousands of those from way back. We've been collecting them since 99. We've been simulcasting, as you know, since 98, after we went on the radio. But we've been collecting them up since and making the interviews available to you since 99. And as you know, now you can podcast them. Don't forget to check out our newsletter, our blog, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members like our good friend Jim Sebascu, co-founder and CEO of Profiles International. And by the way, folks, also check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Jim Sebascu is our guest. As I said, he's our good friend, and he's talking to us about some research that they conducted, major effort that they made. And, Jim, I knew you were doing this research. I had no idea the comprehensive, serious, professional. I mean, I knew it was going to be professional and good, but you guys taking a couple of years to pull this off, that's some serious deep research.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It was a large enough study that Harris Interactive, they're famous for the Harris poll.
Yep,
Harris
yep.
Interactive said the study was large enough to be able to say that we could establish standards or averages for the entire United States and Canada.
Congratulations.
So it was very, very well done.
5%, folks. He just reported to us 5%. Were highly engaged, meaning they couldn't stop thinking about the people they work for, the company they work for. What about the rest of the news?
Well, the other thing that's important is that 2% are highly disengaged. Now, highly disengaged means disruptive, disillusioned, kind of torpedoing the companies. So when you look at those two numbers, they're pretty serious.
You know, Jim, if I could stop you for a second, the 5%, obviously, we all would like to think there'd be more people than that. The 2% doesn't surprise me.
Well, it did me, to tell you the truth. 2%, because when you say 2%, you're not, I'm not talking about just, you know, coming to work, I'm doing the numbers and walking out the door. That's not what's happening. They're disruptive. They're disillusioned, and they don't leave the company.
Yeah, now that's the problem.
That's
it doesn't surprise me that we've got 2% of the people in any given time who are moving, you know, who may be leaving you. That, you know, people leave you all the time. The problem is what are you doing about those people?
That's right. You either have to engage them or you have to disengage. Now, the nice part of the study, the powerful part of the study, is 45% or a total of 50% can be considered engaged. 45% are engaged, 5% highly engaged. The discouraging side, again, is the other 50%, 48% are disengaged, 2% are highly disengaged.
So you got 50% of your workforce. Folks, think about this. Look at your employees. Think about how many people you have working for you. You know, 3 or 33 or 133. according to this survey, half of them are pulling with you. The other half are either not pulling or they're pulling against you. Right, Jim?
Yeah, that's probably the best way to put it. And if you think about engaged employees, you know, you asked me earlier about what they're like. They're not easily distracted. That's a very, 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 very important thing. They get on a project. They'll work extra hours. They get the job done. They're eager to volunteer for difficult assignments. And you know, when you got a small business, you got to have a few people that are just eager to volunteer. And,
absolutely.
And then the other side is they help you, and they help you because they encourage other coworkers. They encourage them to do better. They encourage them to take on tasks. They help them accomplish things. They're just eager. They're just an advocate of your business. They talk about you when they're not working. And the payoffs are just incredible. I mean, if you stop and think about it, companies with highly engaged employees or engaged employees, their customer ratings they're about 86% higher customer ratings than companies without highly engaged employees.
So would you say, Jim, that anybody listening could say, okay, this Sarbascu guy, he spent a lot of money, he spent a lot of time, engaged a lot of partners, they did some real serious work here that I probably ought to believe. So I need to realize that half of my people are disengaged and half of them are engaged. So I don't need to go around saying, you know, I don't believe the research. I need to be going around finding out who's engaged, who's disengaged, and what am I going to do about that?
Yeah, I think that's really important. And boy, I'll tell you what, you better not skip it, because skipping it just leads you down to a path where you're totally frustrated, and that's when as a small business, you're the highest at risk. Because remember, if half your employees and you got six, three of them aren't engaged,
yeah,
they're dragging down or trying to drag down the other ones, and you don't recognize it. They just do enough to get by.
What if we don't know how to find those people? How do we discover who? What if it's really hard for us to discover who's engaged and who's disengaged?
Well, I think you have to look at why people would be disengaged, and you have to ask yourself. The first place to always look is the thing that you can control the most, and that's who you are and what you do. So we want to make absolutely certain that, number one, we have a decent business deal. I know we're always undercapitalized. That just makes sense. But we have to have a decent business deal where they're satisfied with the money. And if we can't give them the kind of money they'd like to make, then maybe they should be satisfied, or you should look for people who like the time, the flexibility you might be able to give them.
And it might be something really low-hanging fruit, like, do you say, well done, very often. Stand by, Jim Sarbascu. We're going to come right back. He's going to have some more good ideas how we can get our folks to cross over that engagement line and be on the pulling side, not the pushing side. It's 10 till. Jim Sarbascu is our guest. He's with Profiles International. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jim Sarbascu, co-founder and CEO of Profiles International. Jim, give us your website, please.
It's profilesinternational.com.
And tell the audience what you guys do.
We are an assessment company that helps people select the very best people and retain the very best people and turn them into a high-performance workforce.
And examples would be allowing them to make sure that they don't hire an engineer to be their salesperson. Right?
Not unless you're selling an engineering style.
That's exactly
product,
right. And you don't hire somebody who's the best salesperson prospect in the world to become an accountant.
That's exactly correct. And you don't hire an accountant who hates being an accountant just because he went to school to be an accountant.
Exactly. You discover that. You actually help people find out maybe things about people they don't even know about themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things we were talking about with this engagement concept is, you know, how to get people that are engaged. It's make sure you pick the right person so he's fully engaged or she is fully engaged in the job.
Right.
Picking the right people is so very important in business today, and especially when you find out that there's so few of them to pick from.
Absolutely. And that's, by the way, folks, that's profilesinternational.com. And you work with all size companies, not just big companies. Lots of small businesses.
Companies. Absolutely. The small business has a bigger problem than big companies. I mean, they can make a hiring mistake.
That's right.
Or two or five or ten. And small businesses, if you've got 10 people in your company and you made two hiring mistakes, you got 20% of your workforce
yep.
that could be in trouble with you. So
you start out with your 2% disengaged, don't you? Or maybe you're 20% disengaged. What's some of the other information that you found out in the survey?
Well, I think that's an interesting series. Let me just go through a couple of them with you. Employees over 55 are the least likely to feel burned out. That's an interesting study.
Wow.
Yeah, employees over 55 years old scored the highest on all components of engagement.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
Do
Take
you
care
think
of
that's
the old
because?
Guys.
Do you think exactly? I like that. Do you think that's because of their age or because of the generation that 55-year-olds are in right now?
It's the generation. Absolutely, they're called
yeah.
fair and square traditionalists. They're
yep.
wonderful
yep.
people.
My people.
Yep, my people. Exactly right. I'm a little older than that, incidentally, but that's all right. 34% of all employees never plan to retire, which means 66%
wow.
are. Of the 66% of the people who plan to retire, half of them, these are the baby boomers now that are retiring, half
mm-hmm.
of them plan to come back and work a little. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So jobs are being structured today in a very interesting way, taking two executives, two boomers in an organization, having one work 6 months, the other work 6 months, and they talk to each other while they're working.
Right.
And in that way, you can have 6 months off,
mm-hmm.
6 months on, and still maintain a good active mind.
These are the kinds of creative ways that we're going to have to populate our workforce in the future, because it's not going to be our workforce in the future, Jim, is going to be a complicated one, isn't it?
A very complicated. And here's the biggest complication of all. We're going to have, by the end of 2007, mid-2008, we'll have 2 million more jobs in the United States than we have people to fill them.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, and that's a scary situation when you think about it. And so we have to. We've got to get more robots. I don't mean people robots, but I mean the kinds of things that take the place of people where they can be checkout stores where you check yourself, or grocery stores where you check
right.
yourself out, and those kinds of things.
And that's going to. And more and more small business owners are going to have to do that. Jim, I got 1 minute left. Give us some more of the information.
37% of managers are energized by their job. Only 37%.
Hmm.
Only and
that's
and
not
only,
good for man at the manager level.
No, it's not good at the manager level. There's a problem there, and the cause of that is Peter Principle. We keep
yeah.
promoting people to their level of competency and don't spend the money, the time, the effort, and the energy to train them for the next level.
Did you find anything out about motivation, about how if you just tried to encourage people and maybe just, you know, say good job or well done or whatever, that was there anything in there about that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was. I was just trying to dig through it because you mentioned it earlier. I'm looking at all these different statistics, and the point that's being made is that encouragement is singularly one of the most important things a small business owner can do, and getting the person involved in the dream of the business,
yeah.
so that when you're really performance managing them and encouraging them to grow, you can align them with your plans, you can track their progress, and you
Jim,
can help
I got,
them improve their performance.
I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? You got more to tell us.
I do.
Thank you.
And I will.
We'll have you back. Thanks a lot. Jim Sobieski, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of Profiles International. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.